We are learning Masech the School in Daf Samach Beis Amar Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom. Omar Rachava, Omar Rav Yehuda. Tosil Pasul Mashum Tayrim V'Kashum Shum Bnei Yaina. This bird, called the Tosil, is a type of Yaina, type of dove. It's in the species of a dove, and not a turtle dove, not Tayrim. So therefore, it has the halacha that if it starts getting gold here, it's not kosher, because like we learned that the Bnei Yoyna have to be young and Tayrim have to be older. So here, it's possible Shem Tayrim. The kosher Shem Bnei Yoyna means it's when it starts getting gold here, we know that it's not good anymore because Tosil is part of the Bnei Yoyna family. The Atzifi and the Tayrim Shel Rechava, two type of Tayrim, Ksherim Shem Tayrim, the kosher because for Tayrim, there are species of Tayrim, Upesulim Shem Bnei Yoyna, but they're no good for Bnei Yoyna. Again, it means the same thing, that it'll have to be daf when it starts getting old. When it gets its gold here, then you know you can use it. Mashenkev is too young, you can't use it, because the Tosil is a type of Yoyna. And the Atzipi and the Shel Rechava are a type of Tayrim. Mosif Rav Daniel Rav Katina, I'm going to ask you a kasha on this memra. It says in a Mishnah in Mesechus Para, Kola Oifais, all birds, now on a base, Psulim v'meichatas, are poislim v'meichatas. They poisil v'meichatas. Meichatas is water that's being used for Para Aduma, it's Mayim Chayim, and the loch is that water can't have any malacha done to it. Now, if an animal drinks from it, the way the animal usually drinks from it is that it picks up drink in its beak, and then it goes up and it drinks some of it, and the rest gets spit back out into the bucket. So if it gets spit back out in the bucket, it's like it's done malacha with it. Or another pshat that Rashi has is because it loses shem mayim chayim, it's like spit. In any case, any animal that drinks from its mechatas, it passes it. Besides for the yoyna, chutz b'na yoyna, why? Because it sets us. The way the yoyna drinks, it doesn't pick it up with its beak and then swallow it afterwards. It drinks it, it slurps it straight. And therefore nothing comes out, nothing falls back out. Therefore it does not pass all the mechatas. Then Isa, if there's something more in the yoyna, there's something called a tosil, it should say, listi chutz mi yoyna v'tosil. If you're saying a tosil is a type of yoyna, why didn't the Mishnah say that all birds pass, so besides for the yoyna and the tosil? Omer Rav Zeira, avad the tassel is type of yoyna, and attack a slurps, but it slurps in a different way. Omer Rav Zeira, zeh moitze tzemeki. The tassel, it actually slurps, but it spits it back out. Vezeh moitze tzemeki. This slurps and not spit back out, therefore it didn't say tassel attack apostles. Not because it's not a yoyna, it drinks the same way a yoyna drinks. But it sometimes vomits it back up, and therefore it will make a psul in the mechatos. So all if it's possible besides for the yoyna. Om Rav Yehuda, Hani Kufshani Tzutziani. Kufshani, Rashi says, means Tyrin in Aramaic. So Kufshani Tzutziani. The Tyrim Tzutziani. Tzutziani is a place. So the halacha is Ksherim Legab Mizbech. Glad you use it for Mizbech. And the Tyrim says you use Tyrin or Blei Yoyna. What about Tyrim Tzutziani? Zok Rav Yehuda, it's Kosher Gab Mizbech. Those are really what we call Tayrim Shel Rechava. That's the Kufshani Tzitziani. It says in the Brayso like this. Ezov, it's also a Mishnah. Ezov, when it says to use the Ezov by a Para Aduma, you have to use the Ezov. By a Nega, by the purification of a Metzaira, use the Ezov. Has it Afka Ezov? But loy Ezov Yoin, some like Geras, loy Ezov Yavon. V'loy ezov kuchli, v'loy ezov roimi. You can't use all these type of ezovs, these hyssops, you can't use them because they have another shame. They're not called the ezov, they're called the ezov yoin, or ezov kuchli, or ezov roimi. V'loy midbari, you can't use the ezov midbari either. V'loy kol ezov shesh lo shem levai. Any ezov that has shem levai, you can't use. And the kasha is that here we're saying you're allowed to use the Tayrim Tzutziani. The Chayra has a shem levai. So what's going on over here? L'chayro, when a Torah says Torah, it means dafka Torah. We're talking about Ezov, it means dafka Ezov, not something that has another name. So Torah, the same thing. It has to be Stam Torah. So Gemara have two mahalachim. One mahalach is like this. Omar Abaye, kol shen hashtana shmoi koydimat the Torah, hekbid the Torah lov, yesh lo shem levai apostle. So he says like this, that in the time when the Torah was saying Ezov, there was other type of Ezovs at that time. There was something called Ezov Yoyin, Ezov Koichli, Ezov Raimi. And the Torah still said Dafka Ezov, so the Torah should have one time said Ezov Remi as well. Since the Torah says Ezov Dafka, it's common like Afuke, any other Ezov. Mashainke in the Kuvshani Tutsiani, this Torah Tutsiani, was not around in the time when the Torah was written. And therefore, the Torah never was makban it, because you don't see the Torah's back on it since it wasn't around. The Hani, Loinish Tamash Shimon Kaidamat and Torah, these Torah from a place called Tutsiani probably wasn't around yet, that place, Tutsiani. So therefore, the Torah never was makbid on that type of Torah, and therefore, it's not a right, it's not a kasha why Torah Tutsiani are kasha. It's one mahalach. Rav Amma, a different mahalach. Rav Amma, Hani Kuvshani Tutsiani, Ba'asrayu Stoma Karilu. He says, no, those Torah, if you're living in Tutsiani, so then they call Tyrim plain. So it's really called Tyrim plain. Just when you go to another place, you want to identify which type of Tyrim is a Tyrim Tsuziana. It's not really called that. Masha'inkein, the Ezov, when you go to Rome, they call it Ezov Raimi. And if you go to Yavon, when you go to Yavon, they call it Ezov Yavon. That's what they call it. Even in the place, they call it. So you see, it's not Hashem Mekayimam. It's more than just Hashem Mekayimam. It becomes the identification of the item itself. And therefore, there it's worse. So Rav is saying, in their place they call it regular. They call it regular Tyrim. Just other place they call it the Tzutziani. And therefore, it's not a Shem Levi at all. Mashenkin the Ezov is a Shem Levi. Haraya, when you go to that place, you call Ezov Remi, even in Rome. So that's the answer to the Kasha. So we have two Mahalachim to answer the Kasha. Rav Yehuda, Hani Karzi de Bechilfi, Sharu. So Rashi learns, what are these Hani Karzi? It's Chagavim, certain type of grasshopper. These grasshoppers, they find the Bechalfi in the bushes, in the thorns, they're Shari, the Mutiv. The Karbi, the ones you find by the cabbage, those are Asiri. Amravino Malkinolai, you get Malkus from Sharet Zoyf. You get Malkus from Sharet Zoyf on these grasshoppers. It's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadei Tomit. Now, Tosfos does not love Rashi's pshat because he says, where does grasshoppers come into the sugya of Eifos? We're learning Eifos and we're continuing about Eifos. We're talking about birds here. Grasshoppers, you gotta wait till Dov Samachay talks about that. Grasshoppers. We're not up to grasshoppers yet. Zog Tosfos, top Tosfos, top Tosfos, Birsh Kundras. The Ari Bechagavim, like Mashmakay, the coolest bites in my Eifos Ari. And also, it's not a kasha of Oid, Ibechagavim, Tameim Ari, Pshit Lucky Lamish from Sharet Zoyf. If it's talking about Chagavim Tameim, it's possible that you get Sharet Zoyf. What's a chiddush? Ella, but Eifes Ktanim Ma'ayt. We're talking about small birds. V'sharetz v'alaretz. And the Kamash one is that Yechayef v'sharetz Eif, even though usually it's not called a sharetz Eif, but here, besides for the Isser of Eifes, is the Isser sharetz Eif. That's the Chizra Gemara. We're talking about small Eifes here, and not grasshoppers, not like Rashi. Zot Mar Avaita. V'am Rav Yehuda, Tzroda Shari. There's a bird, so anytime we don't touch the bird, it means because we don't know exactly the touch of it. So this Tzroda, we don't know what it is, but the Tzroda is Mutta Shari. Barda is also. Now, how do you remember which one's also, which is Mutta? So, barmine. Barda means separate yourself from it. Barmine. So, the barda is also. Marda is a sveikas. It's one of the sveikas. One of the birds that we're not sure about. Omar Rav Asi. Shmoin is sveikasim. There are eight birds that are included in a suffix. What are the eight birds? Chuva, Chuga, Suga, Harnuga, Tushlami, Umarda, which is Hedemarda, Kugelina, Ubarnafcha. Eight different sveikas. My svekai, what is the suffix about these? So I'll tell you the suffix. Oifes tohoirim kurkabanon nikla. Now Rashi learns like this. These oifes, these eight oifes, have three simonim of tahira. That means they have a zepek, they have an extra etzpe yasera, and they're not doiris. So they have three simonim of oiftar. The fourth one is that it has to be the kurkabon, the kurkabon, which is the gizzard, has to be able to be peeled. The membrane has to be peeled off. So the shaila is, it's not niklaf so good. It explains like this. Maisvakai, oifais tohirim kurkabonon niklaf. The kurkabon is peeled. V'tameim ain't kurkabon niklaf. The tameim can't be peeled. V'hani, these eight, besides the three simonim tahira, it's kurkabon on niklaf b'sakina. With a knife, it comes off. And the shaila, is that enough to be called the fourth simon? Now, okay, big deal. If it doesn't have the fourth simon, so why can't you say it's kasha? Three simonim is enough. It's like grass, you know why? Because maybe it's one of those 20 tameim. We know there's 20 of them that have three simonim. 20 of them, maybe it's one of those. We're not sure what those. That's what Rashi says. V'lav kilufu ein kan ela shloisho v'sofik shar oifis tameim shaslam shosimonim. That's why you have to make sure it has a fourth one, because not, then you worry it's one of those three. Freit demar kasha,
And now?
What?
But
now it's a suffix. It's a suffix. No, it's a suffix.
Same suffix as every other animal.
Exactly. Exactly. Same suffix. If you knew that the kurkumanon was nikla, then you'd be able to eat it. Then you will be able to eat it. That's not forbidden. If you figure out this is a nikla, we'll see in a second. The more of the story. There was a certain hen, the havabe bar shmul, doi havakamakle of kurkumanon. The kurkumanon was not unpeelable. The asve b'shem, so he put it in the sun. The came in the rough. Once it got soft, iklif, it came right off. So what do you see? The Gemara's kasha is that you see that if tar something is hard to do, you got to put it in the sun. So what's the problem? You see, even if you have to do it with a knife, it should be fine because you put it in the sun. Once it came off, he also used a knife, so it comes off. So the Gemara, no. Hasam ki rafi. Then the story, he put it in the sun, iklif b'yada, came off by hand. Halcha, I forgot the rafi, even when it gets soft, le'makav ela b'sakina, and therefore that's a suffix. So if it comes, we pass the shachnar like this. If it comes with the hand, then it's mutter. That's halacha shachnar. I think it's pay base of base. The idea of halacha is that if you could peel it off by hand, it's good. If it's a sakina, a knife, then it's a suffix. Omar Abaye, tarnagula the agma, the chicken of the agam, chad mishmane svekesu. It's one of these eight svekes. Vahainu mardu, that's the mardu. Amura Papa, Tanagirl da Agma Asira. The Tanagirl of Agma is Taka Asa. At least the Mesafik. Tanagalosa da Agma Sharia. But the female Tanagirl, that's what it sounds like. Tanagalosa da Agma Sharia. Simonich Amoini Veloya Amoinis. It's Amoini Veloya Amoinis. It's a simon to remember. The lady is Mutter. So the chicken, the female chicken, will be Mutter. What? There's not what the Tarnagol, the Tarnagolta is not a Marada. It's not a Marada. Now it's not a Marada. Only the Tarnagolta, only the Zohar is a Marada. Tosis points out, how could it be such a thing that Ayyitzim and Tar is Tar? So there's a mother here who's Tar and has a baby boy. It's Aser. It's a Marada. And the girl is Mutta. How could it be such a thing? They're afraid Tosis. Tosis is Marada Tarnagolta. So he says, Ein lefarish, on the bottom of the small tiny Tosis. Ein lefarish, should I cave him with Taras, the Zohar, so the call Ayyitzim and Tar is Tar. El shnei minim heim. It's 2 different minim. When I go on kach, ubeim b'zeh b'zeh. Azoch mekev shalom. It doesn't mean the same family. It's 2 different minim. One's called a tanagel da'agma. One's called a tanagel tal da'agma. 2 different minim. But lemaisa, the Mordechai brings up from Rashi that he does not hold like Tosfos. He holds that taka. It's possible to have in one family the zochar is aser and the kev is mutter. That's it. L'shukah mighty v'la minus. That's what he learns. The more with the shikol lemaisa, the arus merem of tanagel saw the agma asira. He darshan that he said Tanagol that the agma is aser. Why? Chazua the darsa va'achla. I saw that it's dairus. The hainu gerusa, and that's the chicken that we call a gerusa. It's brought down later on daf kuftes and bays. All different things. That if you want to taste a aser thing, you do this. So it says you don't have basal chal. You have khal. So it says if you want to taste the gerusa, eat a certain fish. So lemaisa we see the gerusa is taka aser. Now Rashi says it's very interesting. All the years they held Tanagol the agma is mutter, and what they saw was dairus, it was aser. So you see from here that it's, you can have such a thing that the, even though you machzik it and you saw it's dairus, it could change. Therefore, Rashi ends off like this. It's important to see this Rashi. Rashi is right before the wide lines on the bottom. Ve'in oif nechalon el mesiris oif shemashalon avesenu mitar v'shloim masalon yesh lachosh. If you don't mesir, you have to worry. So it's a good time to talk about the turkey over here quickly. So turkey was not around. Turkey is an American animal, American bird, and they did not have it in Europe until around 400 years ago. It was a Reish Nun Beis. I think that comes out to either 15, I'm not 100% sure what year it was, either beginning of 1600s, around the beginning of 1600s it was, I think 1602 is when the first turkey came to Europe, around 1602. And the whole shaila was, is this turkey a kosher bird or not? Because there's no Messiah on it, because it just came in 1602. Now, why is it called in Hebrew Hoidu? Hoidu is India, because there were Indians in America, and that's why it's called. It's not from India. The turkey is not from India. It's called Hoidu because it came from America, and in America we call them Indians. Especially in the 1600s, we call them Indians still. Now they call them Native Americans. But so there, that's why it's called Hoidu, and the turkey came. So there's a huge tumult in all the Paiskim that talked about the turkey, and they came out that it's from the family of the chicken, because they saw it has all the same exact characteristics of a chicken. It has the extra etzba, has all the exact same thing. It's not dairus, and therefore most of the Paiskim all held that a turkey is like the same family as the chicken family, and therefore they said it's just a very big chicken, and therefore they said it's not a problem, and that you're allowed to eat it. It's part of the Mesaira of the chickens, and if you're allowed to eat it. There was a Pia Shemua from the Shalah, even though it's not in the Sefer Shalah, that he one time saw the turkey being dairus, and therefore he stopped eating turkey. And therefore the descendants of the Shalah don't eat turkey till today, because that's their minig, that they don't eat turkey. Some people don't eat turkey, but Ruba de Ruba all eat turkey. Basically, all the Paiskim held that turkey was fine. They bring down Chaim Kievsky, the Chazanish, they all ate turkey, and even though it was not Shaklara Masaira, but since it's in the family, it's very similar to a bird, to a chicken, therefore it's in that family of the chicken. Amarab, Shvar and Darfta Shari. This is another type of oif that we're not sure what it is. It's called Shvar Adafta Shari. Pir is Adafta, but the bird called Pir is Adafta is awesome. Now, how do you remember? V'simonech Pir is Rishia. There was a famous Rasha, ever knew about those days, Pir is Rasha, like Hitler and Machshamai, ever knew about this Rasha. So therefore, the Pir is Adafta will remember is awesome. Amar Avuna, Bunya Shari, the bird called Bunya Shari, Parva also. How do you remember? V'simonech Parva Am Gusha. Parva Gusha was a Kishuf Macher who actually built Lishka's base of Parva in the base of Mikdash after he did Tshuva. And so you remember Parva Am Gusha, you remember the Kishuf Macher, you remember Parva is also. Amar Papa, Mardu Zogid V'Ochel Shari. The Mardu, the type of bird that is Zogid V'Ochel, so that's Shari. Zogid V'Ochel, if it stands and eats, it's Mutter. If it bends down, if it bows and eats, sogid v'achol osur. How do you remember? Smonik was shachvel el achar. Anything is shachvel el achar, you remember that's awesome. Omar Shmuel, the bird called shasya chamra asira, v'simonech, and the simon is shesu yayin pasulin la'avoida. Shesu yayin apostle la'avoida. V'omar Shmuel, mazga chamra asira. The bird called mazga chamra is osur, and atap asamach gimel, the bas mazga chamra, the daughter of the Mazik Hamra Sharia. It's the bird called Bas Mazik Hamra. How do you remember which one's which? V'simonech, Yofa Koyach HaBem M'Koyach Av. Second time we had the simon. The simon is that Yofa Koyach HaBem M'Koyach Av, that Koyach HaBem is stronger than the Koyach Av. We had it before. We had it before. We had it Bar Chimtza, the two type of chalives. So how do you remember which one's mutter? The Bar Chimtza is mutter because Yofa Koyach HaBem M'Koyach Av. That's why we had the simon. It's Gabi Trefus of the chalif, the Isser of the chalif.